October, the banner, the stars. Oh, say can you, the World Series. Raise your hand up to, by the dawn's early. Just raise your hand up high.
Smash!
How are you, man?
Oh, Lou is outstanding.
Where were you, Lou?
Lou is watching Judo Pickman play some volleyball.
Oh, that's right, that's right. You're always on the road. You're always on the road.
Yes.
So, Lou, Lou, your prediction about the Cubs was one series off, it seems.
Yes, it is, yes. And now I'm rooting for them to take three in a row.
Yeah, so am I. You know why, Lou?
You know, because that'll be something.
That would be it. That would be the thing, and I am rooting for them to do that because, Lou, I went to the World Series. Did you know that?
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, it was quite the thing. Even though
now, I have a question.
Yeah.
I was watching it on television.
Yes.
Was anybody, except for the guy in the pink hat, sitting down?
You stood about 85% of the game, Lou.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Yeah, it's an event, and but everybody was sitting on their hands because you know nothing really happened to cheer for. It was really bizarre.
Right. But, and how was the crowd outside?
It was this was interesting. After the game, the Chicago's Finest had a contingency plan for a celebration, but they didn't have a contingency plan for a loss. So they kept the contingency plan for the celebration, and we were herded like cattle through the street, Lou.
Okay.
And everybody was kvetching, even the cops themselves. They're like, we don't know, we're just following orders, blah, blah, blah. So, Lou, we can concentrate maybe after tonight on the Chicago Football Bears, who are playing the Vicodins tomorrow. And, Lou, that's a Halloween game. You know how the Bears do on Halloween.
Just like they do on every ween.
Every ween. Every ween, Lou. Very good.
Every ween moment.
So J.J. Cutler is back. All the world's right. The turnaround starts tomorrow.
Well, I think Cutler will be out midway through the second quarter. And then we're going to have the illustrious Connor Shaw.
That's your Bear of the Week.
Coming in. And yes, and now I really got to tell you, I thought, you know, when they picked the Michigan kid, he was okay. But, you know, it looks like he doesn't want to play with a broken arm. But this guy, where the hell did they find this guy? I mean, he's been out of the league since 2014. And he played with Cleveland. And his quarterback rating is 55.1. For crying out loud, bring back Kyle Orton. At least he'll fill the seats. Jesus.
Orton's been out of the game as long as good old number eight there.
Yeah, they did get from Cleveland. Of all the freaking teams to get a guy from, a Cleveland reject from 2014.
You know, it's funny, too. I think they just try to find the quarterbacks that have the best quarterback name. Connor Shaw, good quarterback name, right?
Okay, yes.
My Bear of the Week, Lou, is good old number 70. I went to the end of the spectrum there for Bobby Massey. He plays the line. He's an offensive tackle from Ole Miss. You ever been to Ole Miss, Lou?
Just saw it on television with Blindside.
Very good. That's true. Very good.
if that was, in fact, Ole Miss.
I think that was
It could have been Sandra Bullock's backyard for all we know.
Yes, exactly. Well, we know about that one. So, Lou, do you have any tips on how to survive the rest of the season with the Chicago Football Bears?
I have one great tip.
All right, go ahead.
Enjoy your Sunday at the Sovereign.
There you go, Lou.
Go there.
Beautiful, beautiful thing. Let's go to your question of the week then. Lou.
Go ahead.
What is the worst activity to go into overtime? The worst activity to go into overtime. You'll have to think about that.
Ping pong.
Ping wrong. It's true, Lou. You never want to go the extra 21. You gotta win by two. Lou, it doesn't get any better than that. Good to hear you. Good to see you back. Give us your catchphrase out.
Hey, have an outstanding weekend in Connection. We're going to see you today.
Fortunately not.
Swing away, young man.
All right.
Have a good one. Have an outstanding week. Woohoo! Go Bears!
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Quarterback Naming Service. When you need a quarterback named Bart Goodjaw, see Lou at the Sovereign 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou Jaws. Yeah!